The woods are dark and deep, but we have miles to go before we sleep, and miles to go before we sleep. So give yourself time. Our time together has just begun. Our larger understanding has just begun. Don't get frustrated at this early stage of our program. Just be with it. Be with it. Just be with it. One last question, and then I'll send you off with some homework.
Thank you. I just went through a breakup of a relationship, and I said, why now?
And why not now?
Why not now? And in having it now, it's what compelled me to be here now, because it just happened 3 days ago. And you moved me with your retelling of gaining back yourself when a significant other had left. How do you experience being in a relationship with a significant other and having yourself rather than not at this point? Or don't you?
I do, except when I don't.
Okay.
And yet it's very, very, very rare these days that I don't. Very rare. I do because I refuse to compromise anymore on who I really am or my thought about myself in order to hold someone else in the room. You see, for years I played a different game and danced a different tune. For years I played the game called Don't Leave the Room. Don't Leave the Room. Please don't leave the room. Like me. Won't you like me? Force yourself. You will like me. We have ways of making you like me. And I did my dance, man. If you didn't like the dance I was doing, I said, well, put something else on the machine. Da-da, 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 da-da. See, whatever you need or want to keep you in the room, how can I dance to your tune? And I did that for a very long time. Interestingly, I discovered that they left the room anyway.
Yes.
What's that about? So there I was all alone. Then I thought, wouldn't it be interesting if the only way I could really keep someone from leaving the room was to simply be who I really am, and then just watch who stayed and who left. And for those who left, bye and bless you, it's all right. And for those who stayed, ain't we got fun? By the way, I realized looking down here into the eyes of my beloved that another reason that my relationship now works is not only do I refuse to compromise, but so does she. She will not compromise on who she is. No matter how she is manipulated, or how I try to twist the truth. And God knows I have tried. But Nancy refuses to compromise on who she is. And so we have two people who simply won't compromise. Now you think compromise is what makes relationships work? Wrong! It's when you refuse to compromise on your integrity. That is to say, when you refuse to give up who you really are in order to keep someone else in the room. Some homework for you now, and then we'll say goodnight. I'd like you to go to your trundle beds this evening, and those of you listening to this program, to do the same, asking yourself these questions. In what way if at all, would my life change if the following statement were true? Nobody owes me anything. Question number two. In what way, if at all, would my life change if the following statement were true? I don't owe anybody anything at all. Question number three. In what way, if at all, would my life change if the following statement were true? Nobody needs my help. This is your homework. I would like you to really think about this. Really think. And by the way, don't argue whether these statements are true or not. Don't go there. Don't go, well, the statement isn't true, so there's no point in discussing it. See, don't go there. For the sake of discussion. Have you ever done anything just for the pure sake of just discussing it? You know, looking at the great what if? So don't defend yourself from the exploration by declaring that the statement itself is obviously and clearly invalid. This is just an exercise. Don't make the question wrong. Just answer it hypothetically. Then you will get the value out of the exercise. If you just say, well, the statements are insane, then, of course, you will not go anywhere. Question number four. In what way, if at all, would my life change if the following statement was true? I don't need anyone's help at all. Question number five. In what way, if at all, would your life change if the following statement was true? Nobody does anything they don't want to do. There are seven of these. These are the seven magic questions. Question number six. What if the following statement were true? Nobody does anything inappropriate given their model of the world. Nobody does anything inappropriate given their model of the world. What if that were true? Maybe it's not, but what if it were? If it were, how would it be with you? When you see someone doing something that you call inappropriate. Last question. In what way, if at all, would your life change if the following statement were true? There's no such thing as right and wrong. In our next session of this program, I will ask you to answer some of those questions. And these questions will form the beginning of our exploration. And we'll look at four subjects: money, love, sex, and God, in reverse order of importance. And you will all discover, yes, why sex is more important than love. And so, God bless you, God love you, God keep you, and please listen now for this word from our sponsor.
This is Neil coming to you from a studio now as I record this message separately from the live seminar to which you've been listening. I hope you're finding the experience interesting and enjoyable so far. Now listen very carefully, because in the sessions that follow, the live audience and I will discuss assignments and exercises that I will be giving out throughout the weekend. And to optimize your experience of the program, I've got a suggestion. I want to encourage you to do the exercises as well, just as you would have had you been right there in the room with us. The goal here, of course, is to apply as much of the seminar to your personal experience as you can, and then see what wonderful changes may evolve in your life as a result. So listen carefully now to these next portions, and when I give the group an assignment or an exercise, stop the tape and then do it yourself. See how it went for you, okay? Good. Give it a try.